You're listening to SBS News.
In the heart of Sydney's metropolis, there's a space for workers to stop and meditate.
My name's Kevin. I'm going to be taking you through the next 30 minutes of meditation.
For some, it's a chance to de-stress during their busy day. Others come looking for something more. Centered Meditation co-founder Kevin Janks says while his meditation studio isn't affiliated with any religious or organized spiritual tradition, for some, there's a deep philosophical aspect to it.
People are left, you know, making better decisions, thinking and feeling more creative, more innovative, and being able to actually ask those deeper questions, like, why am I here? You know, what's the point of being on this earth, and what do I want to do? And who do I want to be around? Who do I want to be connected to?
Kevin's wife and Centered Meditation co-founder Nikki says for her, the benefits of meditation go beyond the physiological.
It's had such a profound impact on my life and gone so much beyond just stress reduction, but really helped me connect to what it means to be alive.
Based in the seaside town of Bondi, Svenja Dam has been practicing yoga for 20 years.
It was just the feeling there's something more about it. I was really curious about it. I wanted to do something different. And something that also is not just a physical thing, but has probably a spiritual meaning.
Svenja says for her and many of her students, their practice has a spiritual element.
I think people find different things that I connected to, but I think the most important thing is to connect to yourself. And the moment you find that, I think this is a form of spirituality, and people definitely finding that and looking for that.
In the 2016 census, almost a third of Australians described themselves as having no religion. Within that group, an increasing number are seeking spirituality elsewhere. University of Sydney Professor in Religion Carol Cusack says people have many reasons for turning away from organised religion.
It's become increasingly clear, at least in the last two decades, that most religious organisations are corrupt financially, or they have covered up crimes or injuries towards the most vulnerable in the community, children, the elderly, the intellectually disabled, anybody who's been placed in their care. And this is something that causes people to be very, very cautious and rather cynical about wanting to belong to such an organisation.
When asked whether those seeking spirituality outside of religion were grasping for something else to believe in, Professor Cusack was adamant that's not the case. She suggests instead that people are adapting to a society where many aspects are becoming increasingly complicated and uncertain.
Spirituality is something that people self-identify with or as. You don't sign up for anything to be a spiritual person. You're allowed to move in and out of different milieus and to sample things and try things out. What you have is the idea that it's ideal, it's practical to be flexible and to be adaptable and to be interested in new things. So the people who are spiritual seekers are flexible and adaptable, and they're looking for the things that they can use in those circumstances.
Svenja Dam says the feeling of connection she gets through yoga is her own definition of spirituality. She says it's something she can't imagine life without.
So the moment when you feel connected to either yourself or something that is bigger than you, I think you find peace. You find some kind of faith or trust, and it gives you a lot of strength to have this connection to whatever it is for you.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.